grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
What is good, Chris?
Oof, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm very good, Millie. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah,
you
good? I'm good. Yeah.
It's a good day. I was just thinking as I was coming here going, man, it's actually pretty hot after a rainy start. And
it's
good
real
afternoon,
hot.
Listeners. Good enough for a solar cone. The sun's out.
Ah.
Get out your magnifying glass, try solar cone.
Okay.
You'll love it.
All right.
And the main proponent of these things in this neck of the woods is Abe Gray of Whakamana Cannabis Museum.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Abe. He's having a party down at the Blue Frog, which is on North Wharf.
Yeah, I know the one.
If you've ever taken the ferry to the barriers, right there, by Silo Park. And they are having a medical cannabis-friendly event tonight from 7 p.m. Everyone's welcome. If you've got a medical cannabis prescription, you can use your medical cannabis where you need to use it.
Yeah.
And it has an exemption in the Smoke-Free Environments Act, in fact, to allow for that. So
I know.
The Blue Frog understand that and the law and stuff, and so they're hosting it there, and I'll be heading down later. It's going
to
be great.
What a way to celebrate.
Yeah, right on.
And
I think one of the good things, because what Abe's trying to do is get a cannabis social club up and running.
Yeah.
He is, in fact. And these are very good from a kind of overall harm reduction point of view. In fact, there was a study came out this week that looked at these very things of non-profit cannabis social clubs where you give out cannabis to get people off other things.
Okay.
We talked about that last week, how coke use has doubled. It's now overtaken meth here. You know, if you want to get people off it, that's what they very successfully do in the Netherlands, separate out those markets. Mm. And what these places are doing in the States is actually giving out cannabis to people to get them off the other things. And a study came out this week which showed benefits from doing that. So,
well, just like any community, you know, knowledge is power with this stuff, you know. And when you get together, you can, you know, share experiences and advice and...
That's right. And it reduces stigma and just gets people communicating and talking. You can host experts in there and disseminate good information and get messages out to people without them feeling, you know, that they're under threat and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Endless numbers of good from that.
Right on. Yeah, so come on down if you want to be part of that.
Okay.
Speaking of... stereotypes that can be busted through going to a cannabis social club. The lazy stoner stereotype busted this week. This is common kind of one. They always throw it at us, even the old say nope campaign and all that.
Unmotivated and blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, anyway, we won't repeat it all because it's just a pretty... Anyway, so this new study published in the journal Preventative Medicine Reports this week found adults with a history of cannabis use perform exercise and other physical activities at rates comparable to non-users. And it was actually looking at vaping, e-cigarettes, cannabis users, and non-users, and see if there's any kind of difference there. And tobacco smokers. There was no real difference, in fact, in physical activity between any of the groups, except the cannabis users had the highest number of times of going out for a walk.
I wonder why.
But they're getting their steps in. You know,
that's amazing.
The main thing.
Well, some of the most active people I know are stoners.
There you go.
Like, because, you know, surfers, that's a massive sport.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been busted many times, that myth, but here's just another one, I guess.
We've just lapped it again.
Again. There was another one, in fact, recently that showed that for people aged 60 and over, if they start using cannabis, they increase their exercise frequency.
Wow, because of the pain, probably.
Possibly, yeah. They're getting over things that stop them from doing it.
Yeah.
Or they're just getting more into the moment or whatever it is.
Just loving life.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, if there's an older person in your life or you are in that group, then, you know, you might want to take up cannabis and therefore exercise more.
Yeah. Get a prescription. Go for it.
Right on. I love these stories. And here was a hilarious one from The Herald. Only slightly hilarious, really,
I guess. It was a bit funny.
Rats eat the confiscated marijuana in the New Orleans police station's evidence room. This was the police superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick, testifying in front of the city council on Monday. An infestation of rodents in their rundown headquarters had played havoc. The rats are eating our marijuana, she said. They're all high.
Hi, rats. What did they do?
apparently they go back for more. So this another new study that came out, and you think, what do these people decide to research? Well, in Louisiana, so this was Indiana. Mm. That was in Louisiana, the New Orleans thing. So in Indiana University, they did a study on cannabis, having voluntary access to cannabis, to THC-laced cookies.
Yeah.
And they continue to return to them even after discovering its effects, they said.
Wow. So they're just out there getting, like, real high.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's common sense, isn't it? They're going to love it and go back for more, like we all do. So,
go rats.
Yeah.
Well, those rats are having a good day.
Right, and moving right along then, Whanganui Chronicle, coming back to New Zealand here. They did a story this week, and this was actually run on the New Zealand Herald site. Okay. And it asked, medical cannabis, why are Kiwis so slow on the uptake?
Why?
Indeed, why?
just why?
So as a bit of a background, Ministry of Health figures, which we talked about last week, they suggest that around a quarter of a million New Zealanders use cannabis medicinally. But when you then look at prescription figures, now they don't actually track individual prescriptions per patient, so they don't know particularly how many patients have prescriptions, but you only get a monthly prescription for THC. So if you look at how many monthly prescriptions there are, it's sort of about 5,000 to 10,000. So really, at any given time, out of that quarter of a million, about 5,000 to 10,000 are using it legally, and the rest maybe got a prescription and are going back to something else.
Yep.
Or the vast majority have never got one. And so, they looked at why, and Marta Reichart, Drug Trends Project, we've talked about the Drug Trends thing.
We have.
And it's still open. You can do that survey. I did it last week. Got some very interesting questions in there. That survey, she said, revealed one important reason was general practitioners' reluctance to prescribe.
Okay, so there's a bit of pushback from the doctors themselves.
Well, they've never, for most doctors, unless they've gone out of their way, they haven't had any training in it.
No.
And there's no kind of sort of modules or things they can really do other than go seek them out themselves and kind of do something online or something. But so that lack of confidence, and when someone comes to them with a question of how much they could have or should have and what to do if something happens or da-da-da, and they don't know the answers, then they're not going to prescribe it.
Okay.
So the various cannabis clinics, of course, don't have that reluctance because they have the training and the expertise so they can answer all your questions and give you the good guidance and therefore make a good prescription.
Okay.
So there isn't that barrier if you go to the cannabis clinics. But so they went to the cannabis clinics and asked them. Waseem Alazar, co-founder, or founder, I should say, cannabis clinic, and he was saying that most people say, according to them, it was too expensive.
Yeah.
56% of people, in fact, in the drug trend survey said it was too expensive for them to bother with. So, and he's saying, and I've noted this too, prices have come right down. And in fact, right now, you can get 10 grams. Now, the company itself can't say this.
Okay.
Because they can't promote their product. But I can review it.
Review time.
You can get 10 grams of Cumulus. This is New Zealand grown. It's runts times crossed with a proprietary local strain.
Okay.
Grown in their greenhouse in the Waikato. And 10 grams for $100 is your approximate price. Yeah, if anyone tries to charge you more, they're charging too much.
Okay, 10 grams for 100.
That's a good price. Bad. So there's no reason for people to think it's too expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, it should be cheap. It should be subsidised, right? But but it ain't.
So in a dream world.
It's getting cheaper. It's getting cheaper.
Okay, so it's coming down.
It's coming down. It has. Yeah, I think that like when that same product came out, I think it was more like 150. And then, you know, this time last year, you could have added another $50 onto that too. So it's definitely getting cheaper.
Okay.
Which is good.
Alrighty. Good stuff.
Here's some. It's another ha-ha by the media, and in fact the police, and it is a little bit, but it's like, damn, why are they even doing this? Police bust cannabis robber and the victim. And this, of course, this is one of those things that puts people on the wrong side of the law in that. You're growing a plant in your garden, and it turns out you can't get any help from the cops.
Yeah.
So this Hastings resident, this was earlier this week, Tuesday night, called the police at 2 a.m. but there was a balaclava-clad man armed with a butcher's knife in the garden.
Oh my god, no, that's scary.
Hell yeah. So they called the police. The police find this guy up the road with, I quote, a cannabis plant the size of a big Christmas tree. And he was seen stuffing it into a wheelie bin so he could make his escape. They busted him for aggravated robbery. Then they went round to the house, busted the complainant for growing the plant.
Oh no.
And for, you know, utensils lying around.
Yeah.
They then found that so funny. So they didn't end it there. They put out a press release
no.
saying, inquiries are continuing, but this cannabis tree won't see Christmas.
Oh,
and of course, all the media ran hilarious little headlines and blah, blah. One News, good on them. Whoever does their website just did a big, huge sticky butt to illustrate their story.
I love that.
Radio New Zealand called it Reefer Madness. So there you go. I would agree.
Reefer Madness. Well,
I mean, what are they doing, right? We talked about that last year with the helicopters. You know, they're going around last year, cyclone hit areas, and instead of helping, they were hovering around doing cannabis spotting and poisoning. It's like, what the hell?
But
and then
no.
instead of this guy, this person, you know, they're, who knows, right? They could be hardworking, just trying to help their family, could be medical, they have no idea.
Literally.
And there's this butcher knife person in the garden. Good on them for busting them.
I would have shit myself if I saw that.
That's where it should have ended. It should have, in fact, returned the cannabis. Here you go, good person. Here's your cannabis back.
Yeah, yeah. You're the victim of a crime instead of being like, well, you're also in the wrong. Sorry, buddy. Very sad stuff.
Shame on them. That's the problem with discretion, I guess. You know, they didn't have clear guidance. And if there was clear guidance, such as growing up to three plants in your garden, or whatever it is, or possessing up to an ounce, whatever it is, I would, in fact, advocate the limits that are already in the law. The Misuse of Drugs Act since 1975 has said that under 28 grams is personal, or above is supply, presumed to be, and 10 plants and 100 marijuana cigarettes. and I think they should just stick with that and go, well, anything below that doesn't get arrested.
Yeah, right?
And the police could just say that today or tomorrow. They could just issue some a clear policy to their officers. But in the absence of that, you know, one cop could have let that plant go or returned it, and whereas another cop says, no, no, we've got to do you.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, what's on at the hemp store?
It's all happening.
Always happening.
Always got new stuff in every week.
Cool.
And, but tonight, gotta say, and we do have our medicating zone, which is great, so... But it's really a bit of a, just to remind people, you can medicate anywhere you want if you have a prescription.
Yeah, naturally.
But don't annoy people, but you know.
No.
But tonight, Whakamana Medical Cannabis Club at the Blue Frog, that's down at North Wharf on the waterfront.
Yeah.
So 7 p.m.
Go to that.
All right.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Chris. And keep it buzzy out there, everyone. Keep it buzzy.
Do it there.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.